The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, keeps the public informed about hazardous weather systems through the National Weather Service. Recently, NOAA announced a new scale to measure the strength of hurricanes that addresses more than just wind speed. I spoke with the National Weather Service to learn more. When a big storm is coming up, a hurricane or a tornado, the Weather Service is paying close attention and monitoring the storm, prepared to issue information to the general population. Wind can be a devastating force, and the more we know about an oncoming major storm, the more prepared we can be. Tim Troutman is a warning coordinator with the National Weather Service in Morristown, Tennessee, and explains how these destructive storms are measured.
Well, for the hurricane, it's somewhat more simpler to determine the wind speed compared to a tornado. The size and strength of the hurricane is determined by the hurricane hunters through the Air Force and NOAA aircraft. They fly into the actual hurricane and drop a weather balloon type instrument into the hurricane that measures the maximum wind speed inside the eye wall of the hurricane, which would be where your strongest winds would be. Now, compared to a tornado, tornadoes are so much smaller, a minute scale compared to a hurricane, which can extend hundreds of miles from its center. A tornado is probably going to be less than, most cases, a quarter mile wide at the maximum. It's just because of that and their less capability for us to figure out where they're going to happen. We don't have that fast response to put something within the side of the tornado to measure it as it's happening. That's why after the event is over, with a tornado, we go and take a look at the degree of damage, and we have indicators based upon the types of structures that the tornado hits to determine the maximum wind speed.
In terms of hurricanes, there's a new scale coming up. Patent has been applied for by Dr. Timothy Reinhold, Senior Vice President of Research and Chief Engineer at an Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, and also Dr. Mark Powell, who's an atmospheric scientist with NOAA. Together, they have come up with a new scale to measure the effects or potential effects of hurricanes.
This scale is known as the Integrated Kinetic Energy Scale, or the IKE scale, and it was designed to better and more clearly convey these predictions for two destructive elements which primarily produce most of the damage as a hurricane moves inland. It takes a look at the wind destructive potential, which is what the Enhanced Fujita scale looks at, and also the storm surge and the wave destructive potential. Taking these two categories into account, it's felt, and testing this new developed scale should this hurricane season give more details, more information, which may lead to more accurate determination of how bad and how destructive that hurricane is going to be overall.
Now, no matter what, if a hurricane is on the way and evacuation is in order, I'm sure that a difference on this scale, that won't change the fact that people's safety is paramount and they should leave the area. But this will probably give us a better indication of what to expect in terms of property damage.
It is definitely looking in that direction. That's why the patent was put in place. The Hurricane Center and other entities are going to be testing this IKE scale this year to better overall determine what's going to be the actual effects of the hurricane. You know, a case pointing an example was Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. Camille, which occurred in 1969, was a stronger hurricane than Katrina. However, the storm surge and the fact that the levees were broken resulted in quite a bit more damage related to Katrina. So it's felt that with this overall scale taken into account the storm surge and the effects of the hurricane, that should hopefully give not only researchers but emergency management, the public, and everyone a better indication, hopefully in advance, as to the potential dangerous situation that would envelop the area if a hurricane was moving inland toward them.
What the public is used to is a category related to predominantly wind speed in that hurricane. How are they going to measure this storm surge?
Well, they're going to basically take into account the expected surge based upon the winds within the hurricane, the seas that would be developed by the enhanced height of the seas developed by the hurricane. And putting that factor in play, along with the forward momentum of the hurricane, will help to better determine what that wind and that destructive scale is going to envelop the area and produce that degree of a surge of the high water. Getting a better indication of that surge is going to allow for, you know, a better potential forecast as to how bad and how much damage would occur with 10-foot surge versus a 6-foot surge or a 2-foot surge versus a 20-foot surge. Hopefully never that will never happen. But it's another facet of the hurricane that does create quite a bit of damage, and that's why this is being added in and calculated into this new model.
Will this change the way the Weather Service gives out their alerts and alarms?
I would say overall it's going to provide more detailed information, and that's what we're after, to give folks as much of a heads up as possible and as much of an accurate forecast so that the residents in the area of the hurricane will know, hey, I need to get out of here by now. That's the objective, is to get everyone evacuated when it's a large hurricane so that we can mitigate that loss of life and property down to zero.
The Ike scale will provide information on the destructive potential of a storm on a scale of 0 to 5.99. As the storm nears landfall, predictions on storm surge will be based on local conditions. The storm surge proved to be the most destructive force behind hurricanes like Katrina. The Ike scale is being tested to provide more accurate information earlier to predict destructive storm surge activity and can potentially allow for earlier warning in the event of evacuation. Additional information provided by this scale can assist warning coordinators like my guest today, Tim Troutman, to protect lives. To learn more about the new Integrated Kinetic Energy, or Ike scale, follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.